Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu salam ala Rasulullah. You're watching Islam Always with a special presentation called Muhammad A to Z. This is your host, Yusuf Estes, the National Muslim Chaplain, and I'd like to begin by saying that these programs and others like them are going to be available for you online on our website at islamalways.com. Our websites are always open 24 hours a day and always plenty of free parking. You can download, record the programs, burn CDs, and give them out to your friends, neighbors, fellow employees, so that they can also take benefit from these programs. This one is entitled Muhammad A to Z because we wanted to try to cover a lot of material. Although you and I would both understand that that would not really be enough to cover everything about someone as influential as the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. To begin, what we'd like to do is start out with what we'll call Chapter 1, dealing with what others have had to say about Muhammad, peace be upon him. And I'll begin with the Encyclopedia Britannica, because it says in the Encyclopedia Britannica, Volume 12, regarding Muhammad, a mass of detail in the early sources shows that he was an honest and upright man who had gained the respect and loyalty of others who were likewise honest and upright men. Then, number two, I'd like to quote to you from Michael H. Hart's The 100. It's called A Ranking of the Most Influential Persons in History. He states the most influential man in all of history was Muhammad, peace be upon him, with Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, as being second. Here's his actual words for what he wrote in his book. He said, "My choice of Muhammad to lead the list of the world's most influential persons may surprise some readers and may be questioned by others, but he was the only man in history to have supremely been successful on both the religious and secular levels." Now, this was written in 1978. It's on page 33 of his book. The third one we'd like to quote from is from Laratin, and this is in his History de la Tariqa. This was in Paris in 1854, Volume 2, page 276. He says about Muhammad, peace be upon him, "Philosopher, orator, apostle, legislator, warrior, conqueror of ideas, restorer of rational dogmas, of a cult without images, the founder of 20 terrestrial empires and one spiritual empire. That is Muhammad, as regards all standards by which human greatness may be measured. We may well ask, is there any man greater than he?" The fourth one I'd like to quote to you from is from George Bernard Shaw, a very famous writer, a non-Muslim, and he says about Muhammad, "He must be called the savior of humanity." He continues, "I believe that if a man like him were to assume the dictatorship of the modern world, he would succeed in solving all its problems in a way that would bring about much needed peace and happiness." This was in a book called Genuine Islam in Singapore, Volume 1, page 8. That was written in 1936. Number 5, when we found that K.S. Ramakrishna Rao, an Indian professor of philosophy, is a Hindu, in his booklet, "Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam," speaks so well of him, we thought it was a good idea to include that right here. He says about him that he's a perfect model for human life, but we'll quote from him. He says, "The personality of Muhammad is most difficult to get into the whole truth of it. Only a glimpse of it I can catch. What a dramatic succession of picturesque scenes. There is Muhammad the Prophet, Muhammad the Warrior, Muhammad the Businessman, Muhammad the Statesman, Muhammad the Orator, Muhammad the Reformer, Muhammad the Refuge for the Orphans, Muhammad the Protector of Slaves, Muhammad the Emancipator of Women, Muhammad the Judge, Muhammad the Saint. In all these departments of human activities, he is like unto a hero." For more about Muhammad A to Z, visit our website, MuhammadAtoZ.com, or visit our main website at IslamAlways.com.